It's now time to breathe easier with Ted Jenkin from Oxygen Financial.
Ted Jenkin. All right. So what? How to make money during a snowstorm? Or do you want to talk about .com since we got a guy calling that's going into birth with his wife?
Yeah, well, first, I want to say I think I could get Steve to miss the birth. I know how to do it.
Well, it's difficult. There's like a handful of things that I think. One, you could just give him the day, he'd be late, he'd forget it.
I put it
in his calendar.
It is kind of, you know what I actually did today when we were talking about it, I loaded in. It's supposed to be May 3rd.
So. What if I paid for one full day with just you and Burt Reynolds?
Ooh. God, I'd love to hear that conversation, how that goes.
What? We just talk about how awesome we both are. That's what you do with Burt. You're like, we'd go somewhere and show off. God, that'd be tough, man. I love Burt Reynolds. Oh, and he's drawing.
And then I give you Jason saying that he dies the next day. So you only have one day to be with Burt Reynolds.
Well, Burt, you know, that's just the worry. So that I would be interested in that. I'd have to talk to my wife first and get permission. Is it wrong to even ask?
Probably.
That's awesome.
Well, you can't miss the birth of a first child. But I was going to tell you guys, because you're talking about all this baby talk now, I had done an article about a year ago for the Wall Street Journal, because one of the big questions now when you have a child, and maybe this guy too who's going to have a baby today, or is whether or not on social media that as soon as your child is born, do you need to start buying the domain name for the child today? So buy the, you know, www, whatever site you're going to buy for them, sign them up for their Gmail, sign them up for their social media accounts, to store those accounts today for their future.
Oh, God, I don't know. My kid may have a nickname. He may want his own little site. I just do his full name, just like what the first and middle name I give him, and just go ahead and get it all in place.
Get him a Twitter account,
get him everything he's going to need.
I'm saying buy multiple domain names today, because you don't know if your child's going to be famous, or you don't know if somebody else is going to take their name, or you don't know if they're going to have some reason to be able to use that website down the road. Huh? But getting it today and actually having it means somebody can't take it down the road.
It's like digital real estate.
Well, that's the way the internet started. You know, and a lot of people started out and bought wine.com and things like that. They bought a lot
Mark
of domains.
Cuban, Broadcast.com. That's how he made all his money.
Well, the big one, because I know Jason knows sports a lot, is there was a woman that bought Nets.com and just had a fire, and they paid her out $5 million for the Nets.com site, because she would put all these things about the Nets, and then when they moved to Brooklyn, she would put all this information out on there, and they actually bought the website from
her. Like the simplistic ones, like sex.com or, you know, happy.com or all these different, you know, one word, simple words are worth millions and millions of dollars. You get caught, though, don't you, if you buy a celebrity's name, because they've passed laws over the years.
You're not allowed to do that.
It's just like trademarks. If you can show that you've used it for a certain period of time.
Yeah, you don't want to see Matthew_McConaughey. I mean, that sucks.
Right, but you get common names out there. I'm not saying like a Taylor Swift, or you get somebody out there like a Katy Perry. Someone might have had a Katy Perry kid, you know, 10 years ago or before she became famous. And so they will try to get a bunch of those domains. But if you have a child today, that's a big thing. I mean, there are a lot of childs that use their domains for their resume or things like that to show what they're doing with their work career, or they may be a photographer or whatever it may be. But it's a bigger thing than people think, and they don't think about it till the child gets to an age where they start saying, should they have a Gmail? Should they have some sort of domain? But the social media, by the time the kids are now 2 or 3 years old, the best thing, and parents will know that have this today, it's like, whose kid is better on the iPad? That's what they're talking about today. You know, the 2 or 3 year old so good on the iPad. It's not the way it was 20 years ago. So it's just much more impactful, that digital piece, when you're starting to financially plan, because this may be real estate that you need down the road.
I may. Once I figure out the name, then I'll lock it in, and then I'll FaceTime or whatever, or go. I'll go live when he comes out, right then and there, and that's how his Facebook will start.
Or you should base it off of what URL is available, because if the URL is not available, then you got to pay for it. And then if you get to a certain point and it costs too much, I had to pay $250 for JasonBailey.com. to me, that was, I was like, why am I paying $250? But my old show, The BS, they wanted like $5,500 for the year. I was like, damn, you can make a lot of money in this business.
Yeah, somebody took Southside Steve's like after I closed the bar. I kept one of them. And
Ted did, didn't you?
Yeah, well, no, Ted.
I own, I have 2,000 domains, but one of the ones I own was Southside Steve. I actually own that domain. And then, you know, ultimately I gave it to Steve. Steve's my friend. And but if I had it and, you know, he was thinking about starting a business or doing something,
you could have drilled me.
I could have put a lot of not so good stuff that's on there. And a lot of parents don't think about it when their child's born. They think about getting onesies and a diaper genie and all these other things that are out there. But the last thing in the world they're thinking about is, do I need to get my kid a Gmail or, a, you know, whatever it may be. They just don't. It's not something that people plan for.
That's SouthsideSteve.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Face is on a donkey.
What I did.
Why did you do that, Ted?
No, I... What I did on Southside Steve, we were just having some fun. Actually, if you click
that's
it.
That's not fun, Ted.
Click the link on there. Where do you see where the link goes? It's basically Steve's face on a donkey, and then there's about 9 ponytails. So you have to choose which is Steve's ponytail. Then it goes to my website where you can sign up for a free consultation. If you click on any single ponytail on the website, no matter what ponytail you click in, it goes to my website where you could become a free consultation.
What's wrong with your face? Why is it so long?
Oh, because it's a horse. Long face.
Oh, why the long face?
Yeah.
You got to do a long face. Ted, that's cute. Actually, I do see my real ponytail in
there. Do you see that?
I do. Oh, that's neat. You're doing, that's great. I'm glad I could help your business.
That was quality marketing, and we can track where the leads come from on there. Now, Steve's got the website. You could do what you want with it right now. But you know, this is what can be done. And by the way, this is done on the internet all the time. People make money. They buy domains that do nothing but either sell advertising or they basically push you from one place to the other. So when you think about investments, a lot of people won't think about spending $9 to buy a domain. But you don't know what you're going to do or 5 or 10 years or if you see a trend that's coming or something that's happening in the city. Storing those domains, yeah, Jason, you're right. It's like it is. It's digital real estate. It's a collection, but it's something that you can sell down the road. And you'll see on GoDaddy, they sell premium domains for thousands of dollars sometimes if you pick the right thing. So if you can see the trends that are coming or somebody in the city that's started to become famous and you buy it, it's something you could resell for a lot of money.
Or you buy your, you find out what your neighbor or your family member is going to name their kid, and then you extort money from them.
See, I love that.
Isn't that a great idea?
I love that.
It's like you want the URL for your kid, you got to pay me $5,000.
I love that.
He's going to be a star. Okay, well, pay me $5,000. All right, Ted, how can people find you? And then when they go to your website, you got something still going on with Bon Jovi, right?
Yeah, by the way, check out Amazon Trade to get your CDs. Amazon's got a pretty good deal on Amazon Trade. If you go to the website today on oxygenfinancial.net, we're picking 5 lucky winners, 2 tickets apiece to come have a Bon Jovi night in a suite. Woo! Loaded up with everything with Oxygen Financial. Go to oxygenfinancial.net. Come see Bon Jovi with us. Hang out. 5 lucky winners. It'll be a pair of tickets for each. Everything included on Oxygen Financial.
That's awesome.
Have
yeah,
a nice
be really
day.
Cool.
Mm. All right, our third round of headlines up next. You got something over there you want to give out?
Yes, we do. We have tickets to the Progressive Atlanta Boat Show this weekend at the George Wall Congress Center. For more info, atlantaboatshow.com.
All right, 2 big stories from today. It's up to you. Match up the audio with the correct headline. Everybody gets that much smarter because of you. 404-741-7625. Need some players for round 3 of headlines here next. Bailey and Southside Rock 100.5.
Rock 100.5.